Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The American Medical Association and the Doctors Union said the proposed mergers of insurance companies could reduce competition in up to 154 metropolitan areas in 23 states. Earlier, the American Hospital Association has also written the Justice Department questioning the merger's proposals. Teachers believe that their training focuses too much on high-level theory and not enough on nuts and bolts matters of teaching. In a 2012 survey, that was their top complaint about their training. The same survey showed that most thought the current system of training should be changed. A fifth thought it worked well. Results of a small but important new study suggest that Medicare and other insurers should be spending more on programs to help smokers stop smoking rather than on lung cancer screening. The chief executive and two senior officials of United Airlines resigned amid a federal investigation into whether the airline had traded favors with the chairman of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey in return for improvements the airline wanted at Newark Liberty International Airport, where it is the biggest carrier. Much of this linked the scandal involving earlier Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey. There are no longer any union mines in Kentucky, the scene of the historic United Mine Workers Organizing victories and strikes. The last one shut down in January. The Kentucky clerk, who's been in the news, was released from jail because the federal judge was satisfied that the county deputy clerks were fulfilling the law. The deputy clerk says he will obey the judge. The judge says that if the county clerk interferes with same-sex marriages, he will put her back in jail for contempt. U.S. Attorney General's office has issued new rules for prosecuting crimes on Wall Street that corporations can only commit crimes through flesh and blood people. It's only fair that the people who are responsible for committing those crimes be held accountable. Human Rights Watch has found that the Sudanese government counterinsurgency force carried out two campaigns of killings and mass rapes in Darfur since early 2014. As many as 300,000 people have been killed in Darfur since 2003, according to the UN, and 2.5 million people uprooted in modern-day genocide. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.